Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, Z is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Jed Billings, Penny Gibbs' foster father, heard that Penny was in love with wealthy Barry Carlton and planned to marry him, he was not at all enthusiastic. Instead, he feared trouble. Trouble from Penny's best friend, Peg Martin. But in the living room of the Gibbs home, Peg says to Penny,
I think you have some news for me, don't you, Penny?
Some news for you, Peg?
Oh, come on now, darling. I use my ears for more than earrings. I couldn't help but hear what you were telling your mother yesterday.
Oh, about Barry.
Mm-hmm. Best wishes, darling. I think it's wonderful.
Do you, Peg?
They've almost convinced you, haven't they?
Convinced me of what?
Oh, that I wouldn't take the news too graciously.
Oh, Peg, now,
oh,
look.
Oh, don't deny it, Penny. I don't blame you for believing them. Almost everyone in this house has told you I wouldn't be happy about you and Barry. I think a few of them even suggested that I want Barry for myself.
I never believed anything they said, Peg.
Oh, yes, you did. You'd be a fool if you hadn't. After all, they were practically pounding the thought into your head.
Look, I had no way of knowing how you feel. After all, we've never talked about it very much.
We talked about it a lot. I told you from the very beginning that Barry loved you and that you were a little idiot if you couldn't see him. Oh, Penny, I'm delighted. Have you told him yet?
No, not yet, Peg. Barry didn't press me for an answer, and I thought it best to wait a few days.
But you're going to say yes, aren't you?
What do you think?
Well, I'll never speak to you again if you don't say you'll marry him.
Well, you will be speaking to me for a long time.
Oh, Penny, I'm so glad. You've always deserved something like this. You're the kind of person that ought to have fine things because you'll appreciate them. Will you be married soon?
Oh, I hadn't thought very much about when. Outside of saying yes to Barry, I hadn't thought very much about anything.
I think I know what you mean. You know, when I decided I'd marry Jim, all I could think about was telling him I would. And after that, I was in such a lovely fog. I just let Jim decide everything. Oh, but things are going to be so much different for you and Barry than they were for Jim and me.
Oh, I hope so, Peg.
You hope so. Penny, sometimes you're very funny. You're on the threshold of a beautiful life, and you ought to know it.
Well, if it's as beautiful as my dreams, it'll be wonderful.
Make the wedding soon, Penny. I want to be here. I want to see it with my own eyes, not just read about it. I want to see Penny Gibbs the happiest girl in the world because I think she deserves to be. And believe me, Penny, that's from the bottom of my heart.
You've been hurt by what the others have said, haven't you, Peg?
No, just a little amused. I never thought that just because I went out with Barry a few times, your family and your friends would think I was seriously interested in him. You know why I enjoyed going out with him, don't you?
Of course I do. I always did understand. You know, I think the others were just afraid that... Well, Peg, you're an awfully attractive person. You know
but
that.
But, Penny, I knew a long time ago how you felt about Barry. I consider you the best friend I ever had. If Barry had proposed to me, I'd have turned him down because of you. But believe me, he didn't propose. All the time he was out with me, he had you on his mind.
Oh, I don't think that was very fair to you.
I didn't mind. I was so grateful to him for taking me places and showing me a good time. But sometimes when his mind was far away thinking about you, it was like being out with a little man who wasn't there.
I'll have to talk to him about that.
Oh, please don't. It'll embarrass him. Besides, it isn't important. He doesn't owe me anything, not even a small apology. I'm the one who owes him for being so nice to me. And I owe you a great deal for being so generous with him. But all that has to stop now.
Well, what does it?
Oh, Penny, don't be so innocent. Your family and friends suspected me of trying to take Barry away from you before you were in love with him. Think what they'll say if they hear Barry and I are together now.
Listen, Peg, I won't let them say it. Anyway, what they say isn't half as important as the truth. And certainly just because Barry and I are engaged doesn't mean he can't speak to anyone but me.
Oh, your family would like it if he didn't do any more than say hello to me, or maybe not even that.
Oh, Peg, don't think such things. You make me feel awful.
I'm sorry. We won't talk about it anymore.
No, I think we ought to talk about it long enough to get things straightened out.
Well, things are straightened out as long as you still believe that I'm your friend, as long as you know how I feel about you and Barry. I'm sincerely happy, darling. I just couldn't wish anything better for you. And I hope nothing ever happens to mar your happiness.
I'm afraid something always has, Peg, but this time I have high hopes that nothing will.
I'm sure nothing will, Penny. I'm sure of it. Just don't be afraid that something will when you hear stories about how I'm trying to take Barry away from you. Nothing is farther than the truth.
You sit right there next to Grace and be a good girl when Mommy goes to the store. If you're both good, Mommy will buy you a lollipop and you can eat it after supper.
Are your dolls behaving themselves, Julie?
Oh, hello, Mommy. Yes, they're very good children today, Mommy.
Of course they are, Julie, because you set them a good example.
I do?
Yes. You're a very sweet little girl. Everyone is fond of you. I'm proud of you.
I try not to do anything bad, Mommy.
I know you do, darling. Do you remember what we talked about the other day?
What, Mommy?
We were talking about your Uncle Barry.
Oh, him.
Julie, remember you promised to be especially nice to Uncle Barry.
Yes, but you made me promise.
I asked you to promise, and you did. I never forced you to promise anything.
You made me not talk about Grandma. You made me promise to be
now,
nice to
Uncle... Now, you listen to me, young lady. I did...
Mommy, please. It hurts in my tummy when you look at me like that.
I'm sorry. Julie, you want to help your mother, don't you?
Yes, Mommy.
Well, isn't it a very easy thing to be nice to someone if you know it'll be a help to your mother?
Why is it a help, Mommy?
Well, I'm afraid you're too young to understand, Julie.
Uncle Freddie says I understand a lot of things other little girls don't understand.
Yes, that's true, you do. But I'm afraid this is a little too complicated for you, darling. Why don't you just decide to do Mother a favor and be nice to Uncle Barry without asking questions?
I'll try, Mommy. But it's hard to do something when you don't know why you're doing it.
How right you are, Julie. And how right your Uncle Freddie is when he says you understand more than other little girls. Julie, I'll try to explain something to you, if I can.
Why have to be nice to Uncle Barry?
Yes, I'll try. Julie, you want a daddy, don't you?
Oh, I'd love it, Mommy.
Well, there are all kinds of daddies. Some are nice and some aren't nice. Some are rich and some are poor. Now, which kind would you like?
Oh, any kind, Mommy. As long as he was nice.
Well, Uncle Barry's nice, isn't he?
Yes, but he's not my daddy.
But he could be if you wanted him to. Would you like Uncle Barry for daddy?
I don't know.
Well, would you like it if Mother wanted him to be your daddy?
You want him to be my daddy, Mommy?
Yes, I do, darling. For a lot of reasons. He's very rich. He could give you all the things I want you to have.
I have everything I want, Mommy.
Maybe you do now, darling. But when you're a little older, you'll find
Mommy.
That...
Mommy?
Yes?
Mommy, Aunt Penny is going to marry Uncle Barry, isn't she?
Where did you hear anything about marriage?
Well, I heard Aunt Grace and Uncle Jed talking about it, Mommy.
Oh, I see. Well...
Mommy, let Penny like it if you marry Uncle Barry.
No, she won't, darling. Look, maybe you won't understand a word I'm saying, but I don't want to do this to your Aunt Penny. She's been good to me. She's welcomed me with opened arms and given me a home. She's given you a home. I know I owe her a great deal, but I owe myself something, too, and I owe you something. Your Uncle Barry is a wonderful chance. It isn't right for me to do this to Penny. It's so wrong that I hate to think about it. But I have to do it, Julie. It's something I'm doing for you. Do you understand? It's for you. Do you understand?
No, Mommy.
No, she doesn't, but I do.
Freddie.
Hello, Uncle Freddie.
Hello there, Julie. Say, look, you want to see something real great, huh? There's a steamroller out on the street right in front of the house, and the man's making it do some tricks.
Oh, Mommy, may I go out and watch it, please,
Mommy? I don't think that...
Go on, Peg, let her go, will you? She won't go out of the yard.
All right, Julie, go on. But don't go outside the fence.
I won't, Mommy. Come on, Grace. You too, Henrietta Josephine. You can see the steamroller doing tricks, too.
Well, you got rid of it, Freddy. Now go ahead and say it.
With all I could do to keep from saying it while she was still here.
What kept you from it?
What kept me from it? Look, I'm no genius, but I know there are some things you just don't say in front of a little girl who isn't even 6 years old.
My, aren't you noble?
I know what's right and what's wrong for a 5-year-old better than the girl's own mother does.
How much did you hear of what I said to Julie?
Not much, but enough to make me think that you're up to something. And it isn't good, either. And it sounds to me like you were trying to drag Julie into it, too.
Make sure of your facts before you make stupid statements.
If I knew the facts, I wouldn't have to make stupid statements. You're trying to get Julie to do something, and if you ask me, it isn't kid stuff.
No one's asked you.
Well, I'm going to tell you, then. I have a hunch what it's all about. I heard you mention Gibbsy, and I don't think it was for Gibbsy's good, either. I think that I'm going to tell Gibbsy that you're up to something.
Do you think she'll believe one single word?
I'll yell it at her until she believes it in self-defense.
She'll never believe a word you say. I've already laid the groundwork for that.
Oh?
I've already warned Penny not to listen to what you or any of the others have to say about me. Penny knows I'm her friend, and nothing and no one is going to shake her faith in me.
Well, I'd like to shake something right now. I'd like to shake you till you fall apart.
You put one hand on me, Freddie Lang, and you'll be awfully sorry.
Don't you worry, I won't. There isn't enough soap to wash off the dirt.
Why, you young foul tongue.
Don't you go calling me names, Mrs. Martin. And don't bother Julie anymore with any of your stinking schemes, either. Gibbsy's number one with me, see? I made a promise to myself a long time ago that nobody was ever going to hurt her. I never did like you. Now I know why. From the first minute I saw you, I knew that you were going to mean trouble for Gibbsy.
Why don't you shut up? This is none of your business.
Well, I'm making it my business. And if you're a smart dame, you'll pack up and get out of here. I've been practicing to be a nice guy. But if I hear one more yap out of you that I think is going to hurt Gibbsy, I'm going to forget everything I ever learned.
Will Peg Martin heed Freddie Lang's warning and stop her scheming to take Barry Carlton away from Penny Gibbs? Or will Penny refuse to believe anything anyone tells her about Peg? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger Cut Beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Heart in Harmony.